Religion of the Heart, Vayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Varya Sarva Shastra Siddhantavit Ashtotara Shatashi Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, who gives us the supreme conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, compiled from informal lectures and talks affectionately delivered to disciples and the public in various parts of the world, including Italy, India, Ireland, and California. Second edition. Introduction by Swami B.P. Siddhanti Maharaj. I would like to begin by first offering my respectful obeisances to my Diksha Guru, His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and my Sannyas Guru, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, the author of this book. These two great Mahabhagavats, as well as His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, have given me shelter and a chance to practice Krishna consciousness. Although I am very fallen and helpless and full of faults, they have been kind and given their valuable energy to me, as well as to so many others. I can only pray that one day I may at least come close to trying to do some service for them. This book is an inadequate attempt to show a small part of the vast treasure of transcendental knowledge His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj has been imparting to the world for the past 18 years. Most know that Srila Govinda Maharaj was personally given charge of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's mission before his departure from this world. Srila Sridhar Maharaj said publicly in 1985 that Srila Govinda Maharaj has tirelessly and wholeheartedly assisted in the duties of organizing and developing his math, and also in the duties of establishing and developing other maths, as well as arranging many donors for these maths. He said he has provided much encouragement to even himself in managing and maintaining his math, and is naturally disposed to serve the math and its residents, and that he is always endeavoring for the progressive development of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat math. Above all, Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, Srila Govinda Maharaj is well known and unanimously acclaimed as being firmly established in the philosophy of the perfect axiomatic truth of bhakti, as propounded by both himself as well as his divine master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Govinda Maharaj has shown this to be the truth as he has spread this perfect transcendental knowledge of bhakti as he learned from his Guru Maharaj. Srila Govinda Maharaj has been on 24 world tours as of this writing, where he has met with sincere seekers and distinguished persons from all walks of life, and he preached Krishna consciousness vigorously everywhere he went. He has appeared on weekly internet radio broadcasts as well as regular radio and TV shows for the past 10 years. And under his direction and inspiration, over 70 centers of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math have been established in over 40 countries. 350 books and related articles in over 20 languages have been published under his direction, establishing the perfect conception of Krishna consciousness that he has carried from his Guru Maharaj. By his influence, so many sincere souls suffering under the horrible influence of Kali Yuga now have a chance to take shelter under the cooling rays of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. In 1941, Srila Sridhar Maharaj wrote a shloka and hoisted a large flag atop a tall bamboo pole in his mat, which was just a small thatched hut at that time. That shloka forecast the future glories of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat and said one day they would be sung all over the world. Sri Mat Chaitanya Saraswata Matavar Udgita Kirtir Jaya Shring Bibrat Sambhati Ganga Tata Nikata Nabadvipa Koladri Raje Yatra Shri Gora Sarasvata Mata Nirata Gora Gata Grinanti Nityang Rupanuga Shri Kritamati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha. At that time, some of Srila Guru Maharaj's godbrothers chided him by saying he had only a small math with a few buildings and a few devotees. So how, they said, would the glories of his math be heard all over the world? Now, due to Srila Govinda Maharaj's unflinching spirit of self-sacrifice and complete dedication to his Guru Maharaj, he has successfully established the supreme conception of his Guru Maharaj in all parts of the world. So those with a clean heart and desirous of real spiritual life can practice Krishna consciousness under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master. Due to his grace, the sun never sets on Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Math, and the flag that Srila Guru Maharaj hoisted in 1941 waves in the favorable breezes on every continent. Srila Govinda Maharaj is the real hidden treasure of Srila Guru Maharaj and our entire sampradaya. By his causeless mercy, he is attracting the entire world and inspiring everyone from all walks of life and countries to chant the holy names of the Lord. From the North Pole to the South Pole and on every continent, the sun is never setting on his divine conception. It is said Srila Prabhupada built a house in which the whole world could live. Srila Govinda Maharaj has built a temple for Sri Radha and Sri Krishna and Sriman Mahaprabhu in which the whole world can worship and thus get free from the hard knot of material life that is so strongly trapping the jiva souls in this age. He has strung a garland of the holy name of Krishna around the world and made the world more beautiful by it. When we hear Srila Govinda Maharaj speak about the Lord's pastimes, or for that matter, about any subject, we are reminded of the third shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, which says, Nigama kalpa taror galitang phalang, shuka mukhada mrita drava sangyutam, pibata bhagavatam rasam alayang, Muhur aho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. Quote, the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam is very sweet because it deals with Krishna's pastimes, but those pastimes have been made even sweeter because they were spoken by Srila Shukadev Goswami. End of quote. I hope we can see in this book that the sweet nature of Krishna's pastimes are made even sweeter because they come through the lotus lips of Srila Govinda Maharaj. Srila Guru Maharaj said, Srila Govinda Maharaj is a natural Paramahansa. He is taking the sweet fruits of Krishna's pastimes and making them even sweeter and more relishable by adding his own sweet nature to them. In 1955, when Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada received the first copy of the Sri Gaudiya Darshan magazine published by Srila Govinda Maharaj, he commented that Govinda Maharaj was a transcendental humorist and people would like to read articles written by him with great relish because they are not only instructive but also amusing. I hope the reader will find this book both instructive and amusing. The preface is a Bengali poem, Your Fearless Lotus Feet, written by Srila Govinda Maharaj in 1957 for the glorification of Srila Guru Maharaj on the occasion of his Sri Vyas Puja. In this poem, we are shown the perfect spirit of dedication and devotion an expert disciple has for his guru, as well as the perfect example of humility a disciple should have for his spiritual master. The poem also shows the deep insight into the higher Siddhanta that Srila Guru Maharaj said Srila Govinda Maharaj was so expert in, and that comes so naturally to him. Guru Maharaj said he was a natural Paramahansa, and this is evident in this poem. In part one, he explains the gist of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supreme conception of Krishna consciousness based on the shloka, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayastadama Vrindavanam, composed by Srila Vishvanath Chakravarti Thakur. Srila Govinda Maharaj takes this shloka and adds new life and a beautiful meaning to it, just as he does with so many shlokas. He explains and shows by logical reasoning how the Absolute Truth is a person, not an impersonal void or an abstract entity. And that person is Sri Krishna, whose land is Vrindavan Dham, the highest plane in the spiritual world. In Vrindavan Dham, all the residents worship Krishna with great devotion, but in different moods, such as Shanta Rasa, passive, Dasya Rasa, servitorship, Sakya Rasa, friendship, Vatsalya Rasa, parental relation, and Madhura Rasa, conjugal love, which is divided in two parts, wedded and paramour. The highest worship is shown by the Vraja Gopis, and this is thoroughly explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the supreme scripture recommended by Sriman Mahaprabhu. Srila Govinda Maharaj gives us this conception in a very beautiful, simple, and straightforward manner, and adds new life by drawing on many beautiful shlokas from different scriptures to paint a picture of Krishna consciousness as only a true transcendental poet can do. In part two, he takes us deeper into the subject matter of Krishna consciousness and shows us beyond a doubt that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the emporium of all rasa, Akila Rasamrita Murti, by presenting a fascinating description of his sweet pastimes, his wonderful associates, his transcendental flute, and his exquisite beauty, based on shlokas from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 23, verses 82-83. Sarvad Bhuta Chamatkara Lila Kalola Varidhi Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandala Tri Jagan Manasa Karshi Murali Kalakujitak Asamanodha Rupa Sri Vishmapita Chara Chara. But before he does this, he cautions us in chapter 4 to first hear about Krishna consciousness in a step-by-step process from a bona fide spiritual master. He says, a bona fide spiritual master will not instruct his disciple in the higher pastimes of the Lord in the beginning. When a spiritual master sees a disciple is ready to hear about those higher pastimes, then he will instruct him, not before. If we don't follow this caution, we will get only imitation pastimes, or an imitation diamond, as he says. We won't get the real thing. Throughout the book, Srila Govinda Maharaj stresses the importance of worshipping Krishna and shows us that the real way to worship him is through Radha Dasyam, service to Srimati Radharani. And the way to worship her is through Sri Gurudev, who is the embodiment of Radharani in the highest aspect and of Nityananda Prabhu in a little lower form. We get this knowledge of Krishna consciousness through the descending process, beginning with Krishna himself, who spoke it to Lord Brahma. This was passed on to Narad and Vyasadev, and ultimately to our Gurudev, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. The knowledge of Krishna consciousness is always descending through the hearts of the pure souls, and we can understand where a pure soul is by seeing the shining light bulb of transcendental knowledge that is burning in his pure heart. This is the knowledge given by Vedavyas, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and now Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. The theme of the book is Vidvad Bi Sevita Sadbir Nityam Advesha Ragi Bi Hridaye Nabhyanu Gyato Yo Dharmastang Nibodhata. That real religion extends from the infinite quarter, and when it comes to the finite, it will always come through those who are proficient in the scriptures, advanced in their realizations, and deeply dedicated in their service. It cannot be man-made. It is coming from the highest quarter, and those who carry it are also from that plane. We are very fortunate. Srila Govinda Maharaj is presenting the proper conception of Sriman Mahaprabhu as he heard it from his Guru Maharaj, adding his own deep realizations and sweet nature to this. And we are even more fortunate that he can present it in a clear and straightforward manner, as only a great teacher and devotee can do. And we are even more fortunate he is going all over the world, even in his ill health, trying heart and soul to give this great wealth to everyone who wants it. In trying to make this book as an offering to His Divine Grace, Srila Govinda Maharaj, I am sure I have committed errors for which I am asking everyone's forgiveness. I am from a very low-born, sinful, and offensive family, where I was taught it is all right to engage in sinful and offensive activities. Therefore, I am a very fallen person and not qualified to do any service to Srila Govinda Maharaj. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said he was lower than the worms in stool. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 5.205. Jagai madai haite muni se papishta, puri shera kita haite muni se lagishta. I feel lower than them because at least they have a position in this world. However, due to my offenses to my Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, I cannot be counted amongst the living or the dead. Myself, being in such a position, how is it possible this book has been so well received by His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj? I can only consider that any success has come from this endeavor due to His own causeless mercy and the grace of the devotees who have helped, such as Sripad Sagar Maharaj, Sripad Goswami Maharaj, Sripad Tridandi Maharaj, Bhuvana Mohan Prabhu, Mahananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Prabhu, Vishaka Devi Dasi, and others too numerous to mention. Knowing this book to have appeared by the grace of the Vaishnavas, I offer with my whole heart this second edition to the lotus hands of His Divine Grace Srila Govinda Maharaj. Om Tat Sat, Swami B.P. Sitanti. Finished on Sri Guru Purnim, Srila Vyasadeva's appearance day, July 11, 2006. Second edition finished Sri Govardhan Puja, 2009, Nabadweep Dam. Preface. Your fearless lotus feet. Vyas Puja offering for His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, written by His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj in 1957. Your fearless lotus feet. They come from such faraway lands, bearing gifts of worship in their outstretched hands. Fervently they hasten, your kinsmen and bands, to greet you on this your holy birthday. At your fearless lotus feet they happily rejoice, with streaming eyes and stuttering voice, horripilating body and a love that's choice, considering themselves most fortunate. O most magnanimous Master, gracefully forgiving, on this holy day to offer I have practically nothing. What little I have is sullied and trifling, not worthy of offering to thee. Burning in repentance for my one-time thoughtlessness, your feet's shelter I beg in all repentance. May I not ever lose you from inadvertence. Please grant only fearlessness to me. Having lost myself in Maya's delusion, I found only flickering pleasure and convulsion on the giant wheel of virtue and indiscretion and a garland of cradles and sepultures. Absorbed in a great purposeless search, away I have pushed the true wealth of this birth, and tossed between heaven and earth, I've gotten only a burning fever. An abysmal hellfire ignites all around, projecting its snout while flames leap and bound, expanding a huge cavernous mouth, intending only to devour me. World engulfing and world scorching flames cause me to run hither and thither in torment, and wearied I drop into a slumbering suspense in Mahamaya's dense trickery. This great sinner, this fallen outcast, infatuated by the six enemies, is aghast, as lust and greed propel him fast to the shore of the ocean of death. My uncontrolled mind, a will-o'-the-wisp, takes no good counsel though I give it the whip, carrying its burden in a subconscious grip, hastens me to doom's doorstep. Please save me, Lord, out of your own kind goodness. Your glance alone defeats Maya's madness. O shelter of all the poor and helpless, may the world behold your grace. Maya's bonds I cannot break, your lotus foot dust for to take. Do sever these bonds, and forever make your holy lotus feet my serving place. Many a helpless wretch has found shade and shelter neath your ground, but this fallen soul by Maya bound can only heave long sighs. The nectar Ganges name you brought saved many helpless souls distraught, and yet this worthless slave is caught, deceived by day and night. My self-surrender is just a farce. To call my own, my wealth is sparse. O Redeemer Lord, do make me yours and call me your very own. Your lotus feet, I humbly entreat, may forever be my object. Sweet Lord, bind and nourish me with daily service and the rope of your kind compassion.